Blog Talk Radio.
God bless you. Welcome again. This is your host, Doctrine of Truth. We're here again and again, and praising God for everything that He's doing, knowing that God is good all the time. And we thank God for you and you, wherever you might be. I know it's not by accident that you came here, amen, at this time. But there are many great things the Lord has done for you, many great things that the Lord is doing for all of us. And that's why we're here, amen, of Doctrine of Truth. I'm your host, Bishop Poole. Call a friend and tell a friend that Doctrine of Truth is on the air, and we're desirous to come together, amen, at this time, wherever you might be, amen, to get the grassroots level of understanding of what God has done for us and is doing for you and doing for your friends, amen, knowing that He's alive, He's real, and He can do everything but fail. Amen. Amen. We thank you right now. You know, we're going to give God the praise and we're going to give Him all the glory as we go through. Father, we thank you right now, oh God, because in fact, if it wasn't for you, we wouldn't be here. Amen. With our sound mind and sound understanding. And Lord, we ask you to stretch your hand of deliverance upon those that are calling, wherever they might be, whatever condition they might be in, whatever problems and trials that they're going through, oh God, asking for your deliverance, Lord, because without your deliverance, oh Lord, we won't be able to make it. We won't be able to make it in whatever condition we're in. We know you can make us over. Oh God, you can make us over because one day you breathe, amen, in the beginning of time, you said it was good and was well good. We know, Lord, whatever you make, oh God, it's going to be good. Whatever we have gone through, oh Lord, we know that you're able to do everything. Amen. Paul said, David said in the book of the Psalmist, the 70th chapter, amen. David said, Lord, make haste, oh God, to deliver me and make haste to help me, oh Lord. Let them be ashamed and confound that seek after my soul. Turn backwards and put to confusion that desire my hurt. Let them be turned back for a reward of their shame that say, ha, ha, ha. Let all those that seek thee rejoice and be glad in thee, and let such as love thy salvation say continuously, let God be magnified. But I am poor and needy. Make haste unto me, O God. Thou art my help and my deliverer. O Lord, make no tarrying. The 70th division of Psalms, David be pleading in time of trouble. Amen. The psalmist, amen, is continuing to be inspirational. There are psalms and scriptures, amen, that the servant David had did, and he had recorded. Also, amen, the prayers of the righteous, the Bible say, avail it much. Tonight, we are today, wherever we might be, amen, and also remember, these programs are pre-recorded. They are recorded. Amen. As we go through, amen. You can go back over these programs and you can go to our website, www.jciministries.org. www.jciministries.org. Amen. And you click on at the bottom of the page. Amen. You see we're on Facebook as well as You can get blogtalkradio.com/Doctrine of Truth, Bishop Poole. That's where we are now. Amen. In the studio. Amen. And we know, amen, you can also go to our youth website, www.gototheyouthreach.org. Go to the youthreach.org. Amen. But all of this is on our website, www.jciministries.org. Anytime you want to be encouraged or to encourage others, amen. The Bible says, out of the mouth of two or three witnesses, let my word be established. And that's what we have here. We feel that God gave us a platform that each and every one can listen in. And those of you who are coming on for the first time, amen, viewing this broadcast from your cell phone, later on you can go to your computer and put in the website, and you can go to Doctrine of Truth, or you can go right along to Blog Talk Radio, blogtalkradio.com, and type in my name, and you'll find over 3 years some broadcast studies and topics that can be a help to you and your family or friends. Amen. Right now, we know some of you are listening by your cell phone, and as we open up the studio, amen, push one that you can discuss the subject. Amen. With this, be mindful of your friends and brethren that also would like to discuss, so we try to give everybody a portion of time. You can give your vision or your dream. Amen. But we thank God for you. We don't argue the scriptures. Amen. Because we are here in love and courtesy and respect for one another. What we usually do is say that you will give your area code and your last four digits. Listen for the area code and last four digits, and the operator will put you in. Psalmist, Ecclesiastes, the seventh chapter here, amen, I find is a great chapter, amen. But this chapter here is saying, the 12th verse, say, wisdom is a defense. Amen. Wisdom is a defense. And money is a defense. But the excellence of knowledge is that wisdom give life to them that have it. Amen. To defend yourself properly, amen, in this world, amen, today as well as tomorrow and the future to come, amen. Not only you need God and his son, Jesus the Christ, amen, but you got to get an understanding. Amen. You can defend yourself. Amen. Wisdom, get wisdom, and all I get and get understanding. Proverbs. Amen. We need to understand. Amen. You can buy a car, a truck, an airplane. Amen. But if you don't know how to operate it properly, amen, it's a good chance you have accidents. You will learn through trial and error. Amen. But the situation is, amen, it's going to cost you. It'll cost you. Amen. But this, in this world, amen, where God has given us a renewal, God has given us a renewal of life. And this is why Jesus said in the book of John, the third chapter, and we will lure into that, but we right now we're going to Romans 8, Romans the 8th chapter. Amen. We're discussing the subject is, what is condemnation? What is condemnation? Amen. It is one of the gifts, amen, of forgiveness God has given us. God has not condemned us. God has not overlooked us. Amen. It falls, amen, in line of forgiveness. Condemnation is guilt, amen, that we have fouled into maybe by false a situation or things we didn't know. We didn't know Christ as our Lord and Savior. Paul said a lot of things he done were through ignorance of the gospel, and he was so involved in, amen, what he was taught coming up, a Pharisee, he went all out. Amen. He did everything he possibly could do. Amen. He found out what he was doing was wrong. Amen. God forgive him, and God will forgive you, and God always will forgive people. So that's what Jesus came for. Romans 8, there's therefore now no condemnation to them which are in Christ Jesus, who walk not after the flesh, but after the Spirit. Amen. It's one of the weapons that the enemy used, amen, is condemnation. Amen. He wants you to know that you are still guilty, to know, amen, that whatever you do, you're not worthy of God's love. The mistakes you made, God still recorded. And this is where the enemy used the lack of knowledge on baby Christians. He used the lack of knowledge and fight against God's people. And many today, amen, are wandering the streets, the back alleys. They walked away from the church, walked away from their life because they feel, amen, that God don't love them. Even though Jesus had died for their sins, even though Jesus had, amen, forgiven us, and God has forgiven us through his blood. That's why repentance, amen, I feel, and if you begin to study, is one of the powerful teaching, amen, that the world can go through and accept repentance. When we have to repent, oh, I'm sorry, I didn't know what I was doing wrong, and be baptized in water for forgiveness of all our sins, and God washed them away. God washed them away into the seats, into the sea of forgiveness. Amen. God don't remember them no more. God doesn't remember them no more. Amen. The devil used that. He used, amen, people knowledge against them. He used, amen, saying that God never forgive you what you done. He never, amen, God will not go against anything. And God will not look at this and look at that. And the enemy uses that. Amen. That's why the Lord said, keep your mind on me. I'll keep you in perfect peace. Amen. Peter asked God one day. He asked his son Jesus. Amen. We're looking now in the book of Matthew, the 18th chapter. Watch this now. Then came Peter to him, Matthew 18 and 21, to him and said, Lord, how often shall my brother sin against me? And I forgive him till seven times? Jesus said unto him, I say not unto thee until seven times, but until 70 times 7. Now, if you have your pen or something, write that down. That's 490 times. That's 490 times. And it's biblical. This is biblical. I believe the word of God. Amen. Paul said in Timothy, all scriptures are given by the inspiration of God, and it's profitable. Amen. It is profitable. Amen. That the man of God can use it. Amen. To teach and to preach and to minister. Amen. All scriptures. 2 Timothy, the 3rd chapter, the 16th verse, he says, all scriptures is given by inspiration of God, profitable for doctrine, for reproof, for correction, for instruction in righteousness, that the man of God might be perfect, thoroughly furnished unto all good works. Now, righteousness is being in a right standing with God. And that you can't make it to heaven unless you're righteous, and that you're in the right standing with God, and that you're walking in God's commandments, instructions, amen, and his will is that is the Great Commission, that you love, amen, and witness to people. God gave us the power to be a witness. He gave us the Holy Ghost to be a witness. He gave us that strength, amen, to be a witness to other people and tell people about God. Tell people about your salvation. That's why, amen, he give us power, command you, Matthew 28, amen. This is a commandment I give to you. This is not an option that you let the preacher, the church, the choir members, or whatever, amen, let them do all the work. No, he said, I command you, Matthew 28:20. He said, teach them to observe all things I command you. Amen. God command us. He give us power. Acts 1:8. God gave us power. He gave us the authority. He gave us the ability. He said, go ahead. I want you to witness. But watch this now. Amen. How often Peter said, that's 490 times. That's 490 times. The situation here is the devil used that. Amen. Amen. He used your past. He used the troubles and the situations that you went through. Amen. And you ask God to forgive you. Amen. And God will forgive you. He know your real struggles. He know what you really have gone through. Amen. And now you come to him and you ask God to forgive you. God will forgive you. God will forgive you. Jesus said it was 490 times. Jesus doesn't lie. God doesn't lie. So why do we want to tell Peter every time your brother do something and he go to you and say, forgive me, and you say, okay, forgive you. Jesus said 490 times. Amen, amen, amen. He said 7 times 70, 70 times 7, that's 490 times. Peter thought it was just seven times your brother do something wrong. But no, how often, amen, if that's the case, amen, when we get in trials and tribulation, when we get in situations that involve, amen, like in the economy now, you get involved, amen, with a desperate situation on your job or your friends or something happened, and you know how you stand up for your cousin, your relative, and sometimes people tell a little story, amen, they tell a little lie and say, oh, God, I didn't mean to say that. And 1 John 1:9 says, if you confess your sins, he's faithful and just to forgive you of your sins. And he's talking to the church now. He's talking to those that in the body of Christ. Peter made a mistake. Paul made a mistake. Amen. We can go through life and things happen, and we might say something wrong or do something wrong. Amen, and say, oh, God, forgive me. I didn't mean that. And Jesus will forgive us. Grace, that's what grace and mercy. God will forgive us and help us through our struggles. He will help us through our struggles. If that wasn't the case, every young person that come into Christ, amen, the enemy be going to cut them off because they couldn't feel. Once they get saved and get in the body of Christ and something come along from an old friend or old habit that knocks them down, then they don't understand that God still loves them. God can, all they have to do is say, Lord, forgive me. I didn't mean that. Amen. I didn't know that was going to happen. Amen. And God did not take them back. The enemy wins over again. And that's where we are right now in this. Paul wrote the whole chapter, Romans 8. God does not fight you. When you ask God to forgive you your struggles, he will forgive you. You ask God to help you amen, overcome your faults, amen, help you to overcome your conditions, amen. If you be constantly have to struggle with it, he will forgive you because he know mercy is there. He know, amen, deliverance is there, amen. You can be born again, walking with Christ, amen. That's what born again is about, your whole old past, amen. When you get baptized in that water, all that's be forgiven, washed away. Every habit been broken, amen. All sickness and disease is gone, amen. All faults and trials, amen. You don't have to be a slave no more to that, amen. You don't have to be, you don't have to struggle with that no more, amen. Amen. Here is one thing that Paul found out, amen, about the struggles in Romans the 7th chapter, amen. Once you come to the condition, amen, ask God about a situation, you can help, say, Lord, help me, forgive me. He will. The Holy Ghost will help you with your struggles. The Holy Ghost will help you with your trials and your tribulations to the point that you get strong enough and shake the devil off. And when he come back around, you can tell him, get behind me. You can tell him, get behind you now. But he's fighting you with your word, amen, that you don't know. And he's saying, God won't do this. When I found out, amen, when the enemy start coming around and say, oh, you're not saved, oh, you're not healed, oh, you're not blessed, oh, you're not this, it's because you are. When the devil start picking at you and telling you, you not this, you are that. Amen. You are blessed. You are healed. You are walking upright. But you listen to the enemy. Amen. You let him get your mind, get you worried about, but, oh, you should have did this. God ain't going to, he always bring God in the picture and Jesus in the picture because he knows. He knows the world can't do nothing for you. He wants you to turn your back on God, turn your back on Christ, and walk away having a pity party, saying, well, I can't be blessed. I can't be doing this because I did like this. You know, it was many years ago, for example, the first part of ministry, I was in a tent revival, amen, putting up a tent, Boynton Beach, Florida. It was a young man, I guess both of us were young adults, a little man called Doc. He used to call him Doc. He'd come out and say, Vanis, I want to help you. I want to help you. So the tent was up about, 10 or 15 miles from where I was living. And he said, I'll watch over the tent that night. You don't have to worry. You have to worry. He smoked a little cigar and walk around. Amen. Then one day at the end of the revival, because I come back to be raked every day, the tent be raked up, amen, and nice and clean, the chairs set up, nobody didn't do nothing, because Doc was checking on it day and night. So at the end of the meeting that week, and I asked Doc, I said, Doc, church, why are you not going to church? What part of church you? Oh, I can't go. God ain't going to save me. I said, wait a minute, Doc. I can't be saved. I can't be saved, man. I can't be saved. You know, it struck me. I said, why you can't be saved? Dog, what's wrong? I smoke a cigarette. You see, I get these cigars, and every now and then, I use a bad curse word. I use a bad curse word. And the evangelist told me, this missionary told me, I'm going to hell. And God ain't going to save me, and I'm going to hell. Oh, Lord, before I know it, I done preached another sermon out there. I just know it done broke out on me. The Holy Ghost got on me, and I had to preach. I had to preach on him right there, let him know God will save anybody. Amen. He loved God. Amen. He believed in God. Amen. But because, amen, because of the lack of information, sometimes we get in our family's way. We get in our friends' way. Because of the fact we get so, I guess, distressed with them, and we start saying things that will hurt them, and especially throw God in there, because God, to say God ain't going to save them, this, that, and the other. But Amen. If you confess your sin, amen, deliverance is there. Deliverance is there. Amen. Doesn't matter if you be honest with God. Now listen, James said that the devil believes there's a God and he trembles. The devil believes there's a God. If it wasn't for shame or lack of information, and this is why so many, the enemy, whatever the enemy use to stop people from coming to church and stop you from getting your blessing, he know God, he's counterfeiting what God has really set out there for the world to be saved. Amen. We have so many false shoes and false money, and the enemy takes the real thing and he counterfeit it. And why he counterfeit it, he knows, amen, counterfeit things don't last long. The way out, amen, the truth will set you free. And people told lies, it will not hold up. Amen. So anything the devil counterfeit, amen, if it's a false church, because he know the real church will win souls. False preachers, he know they'll lead people's souls astray. So anything that the devil use, amen, and those of us that's in the truth know that the devil uses things, amen, because he go by feelings. You know, we can put the devil out of business. 24 hours, we can put him out of business. Less than that. Amen. Because he go by feelings. He push feelings. Amen. Amen. He push drugs. He push sex. He push pleasure. Paul was saying in the last day, people be lovers of pleasure. The devil push pleasure. Amen. He's a pleasure pusher. Amen. Make you feel good. Amen. Yes, he does. He make people feel good. Amen. If you take pleasure from the world, they'll come to Christ. They'll come to Jesus without a doubt. Because the enemy out there, here's a good alcohol. Here's a good drug. Oh, you're going to feel good. The church can't make you feel good. That's a lie. Anything the devil counterfeit, he's trying to take it from God. Amen. All you need is a good song, a good scripture. Amen. You could have your own church. Amen. That's why the Holy Ghost, when the Holy Ghost comes into people, amen, you accept God as your Lord and Savior. Amen. You get in a good praise service. Amen. You feel the power of God. Many times you don't have to have a good praise service. You can just sometimes sit around and think on God. Think on Christ. Amen. You can feel the great living of God come on you. Amen. The peace of God. Paul say, passes all understanding. And that'll bypass any alcohol, any drug, amen, you can ever find on this earth. But the devil don't want, amen, you have a good joy in Christ. He don't want you to have a good smile in Christ. Amen. He wants you to have a feel good service, a feel good thing without God. Amen. But when you begin to praise God and say, Lord, I thank you for what you've done for me. Lord, I thank you for what you're going to do. Amen. And I appreciate you. Amen. I thank you for the mercy and goodness and kindness and forgive me of my sin. And oh, God, amen. You can find a peace that beyond understanding. You need to get into a place sometime. Amen. If it's Paul said, find your hymn. In Ephesians, he said, find your hymn and a song. Amen. Amen. In a good song. Amen. Have church. Amen. I'm getting ready to open up the studio here, but I remember when first part of when I began to come to Christ. Amen. I was in an organization, a church. Amen. The pastor, me and him got to be friends, and but I just share with him. I didn't know the Spirit of God, but I knew God was dealing with me, and I was talking with him. He said, "Well, I know what you're going through. I know what you're going through, but I can't preach that doctrine here." Amen. I know what it feels like, and I can't preach that. He said, because I was hired by this church. I got a family. I got my children in college. Amen. But when I go home to another little town up around New Jersey, I got a friend who got a church. Amen. They believe in rejoicing and clapping their hands. But I can't do that here. I was hired. Them deacons to put me out. Amen. But I signed a contract. Amen. And I just can't preach that kind of sermon. Amen. Or that they have that kind of, the choir got to sing. And sometimes we get a little happy and clap hands. But I got a friend. Every time I take a vacation, I go to that church and I have a good time. I believe in shouting, clapping out my hands, and I feel the joy of the Lord. Joy of the Lord. And sometimes I get by myself and feel the joy of the Lord. I know He lives. Amen. Well, I know He lives, but I just can't preach it here. And you say, sir, you know God called you into the ministry. Amen. You have to find a church that will preach that. Amen. And before I left there, and I was hearing rumors about the pastor. He said, oh, the pastor must be think we got a holiness, a Pentecostal church. What kind of church you think we got? Because he was, amen, he was teaching it. He was preaching. Amen. He was on fire. Amen. And he got the pneumonia and he passed. Amen. But before he left, amen, he was preaching that, amen, the full gospel, telling them about repentance and living right. Amen. And loving God. Amen. And I thank God for it. Amen. I know you have to. Amen. Those that maybe preachers, I don't know who is by listening to this broadcast, but amen. God want to have the full countenance of God. God love you. He believe in repentance, forgiveness of sins. He will turn your life around if you allow Him to. Amen. Paul said in Romans 7, and you have to understand, even though you're saved, amen, we still live here. You still live here in this world, amen. As long as you live in this world, amen, your flesh is subject to be attacked. Paul said he found out something about himself. He found out something about himself. You know, amen, Paul said in Romans 7, Paul said he found in the 19th verse, in the 17th verse, he said, now then it is no more I that do it, but the sin that dwelleth in me. Now you might not think, amen, that you have sin is broken down where you can say that things that you do against God and your friends and others, amen, is wrapped up in the Ten Commandments. You might not bear false witness against your neighbor, but one day you might will. Amen. You might not steal none, but you might pick some up off the job. Amen. Paul said in Romans 7:18, he said, for I know that in me, that is in my flesh, dwelleth no good thing. The will is present with me, but now to perform that which is good I find not. For the good that I would I do not. But the evil which I would not, that I do. Now if I do that I would not, it is no more I that do it, but sin that dwelleth in me. 21st verse says, amen, that I find then a law that when I would do good, evil is present. For I delight in the law of God after the inward man. We all, when we born again, we desire to do good, follow God's commandments, walk upright. Paul said, and this is Apostle Paul now. This is Apostle Paul. Amen. 23rd verse said, but I see another law in my members, warring against the law of my mind and bringing me into captivity to the law of sin which is in my members. Oh, wretched man that I am, who shall deliver me from the body of this death? I thank God through Jesus Christ our Lord. So then with the mind, I desire serve the law of God. But with the flesh, the law of sin. Well, you say, well, Bishop, I ain't got no sin. I don't understand. if you got a car, your neighbor throwing something in your yard, you're constantly doing it 3 and 4 times and pull up around you and scratch your car. Amen. That's your pet car, something you love. And don't lose your religion now. Don't lose your religion. That's what Paul said, you know. Amen. So some things you might say, well, it ain't going to bother, I'm all right, until they take somebody your check. Well, I'm all right, Bishop, I'm all right, and tell somebody, say something against your wife. I'm all right, man, I ain't worried about that. Until these things, you know, that you hide secretly, that you don't want nobody to know that you do. Amen. Amen. So when you desire to do good, things come up. Open up. We can open up this. We're going to have to open up the studio now. And we need to talk about it. We need to talk about it and get it out our system. And God does forgive you. God will long with you. Amen. Repent and ask God for forgiveness. Amen. There's no more condemnation. That's what the Bible said. That's why I always, you hear me sometimes come on the air, amen, and ask you what kind of Bible you have. What Bible do you believe in? God's word. Do you believe in God? Jesus told Peter, 7 times ain't gonna do it. And you know you got people come around and do bad to you. And all right, we're in the studio now. We're in Romans. We're gonna go up to 850. Last 4 digits 2337. God bless you. You're on the air. God bless you. All right, we're at 850. Amen. And we're okay. Go right ahead.
Can you hear me?
Yes, go ahead.
Hello.
Yes.
Hello.
Go ahead. Yes. Hello.
Yeah, I was just. Yes, sir. I'm here.
Go right ahead.
Can you hear me?
Yes, I can.
Hello? Okay. Well,
can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you now. I was just listening to the program and listening to everything. And I was just reading right here in Romans 8. And I started at 7 because of the carnal mind. Is an enemy against God, and it's not subject to the law of God, neither indeed. So then, that in the flesh cannot please God. Ain't no way I can please God in the flesh. So I have to walk in the spirit. I have to live in the spirit. If I live in the spirit, then I'm not under the law. Because if you live in the flesh, you're under the law. And it says it right here that you cannot please him. And in the spirit, you don't have any kind of law because you're living in the fruits of the spirit. Living in love, joy, peace, kindness, gentleness, long-suffering, things that Jesus did. And that's what we need. That's what I need to live by. Because if I'm living by anything else, then it's counterfeit. It's not right. It's not going to be right. I can't make it right. The only way I can make it is through Jesus Christ and the goodness of God. Leaning on the Lord for everything, acknowledging him in everything, and leaning not on my own understanding, but asking God to direct my path. Mm-hmm. And that way I know I can make it, because anything else, I just don't know. Ain't nothing I can say about it. But I think it's a real good subject, and it's a lot more that I can say, but I'll give somebody else a chance to say something. Thank you.
Thank you, man. All right, now we're going to 954. 0500 954. Go right ahead.
God bless you, Pastor. Special Williams. I just listened to you there, and man, you're talking good talk. Because I love to teach that God will forgive you. God will forgive you for anything. Because he forgave Paul, and Paul was on the road to Damascus. And Paul was a serial killer. I call him a serial killer. He was out to kill again. And God, he had already killed, and God forgave him on the road, struck him down. And God look at us that, and we can't, and we find up not forgiving for little things in this life. Unforgiveness is like a cancer. Here to eat you to the core. Cancer eat the flesh, but unforgiveness eat the soul, eat the spirit out of you. You can't forgive, and God wants us to forgive, and because grace and mercy they follow each other. You don't get no grace without mercy. Mercy don't leave without grace. And God is a forgiving God. That's why he saved us. When we look back over our life and see what God has did for us, oh, my God, huh? We was a ratchet. We were just like Paul. We was a ratchet undone. God forgave Paul, and Paul wrote more books in the Old New Testament than the other disciples. And we live by some of those rules that God gave Saul. God is a forgiving God, and that's what he wants to do. If when we go to him and ask for forgiveness, God will forgive you. I don't care if you did it then. God will forgive you. I was ministering to a guy in jail, and the guy said, I was listening at you, said, the guy said he can't be saved. He can't be saved. God won't save him. I went to preaching then to him. I said, brother, God will save you if you ask him. Ask him. I don't care what you did. That's why God said, leave the judging to him. Let God judge. Yes, I don't care what nobody did. Let God do the judging. That's not my job. My job is to preach, teach the gospel. And I just enjoy what you're talking about tonight. God bless you. Let someone else talk. But I just love that forgiveness because it's like a cancer. Eat the soul. It don't eat the flesh. It eat the soul. Cancer eat the flesh. Unforgiveness eat the spirit out of you. Have a nice day. God bless you.
God bless you, man of God. God bless you. Amen. All right. All right, we're moving on now. We want to come on. Amen. If you have anything that has happened, amen, to you, amen. The devil used that. Whatever the devil is trying to use on you, the church, the family, the home, anything he bring up, especially against the church. Oh, you ain't got this. You ain't got that. They all ain't doing this. Amen. He think he finds some weak person. He'll even whoever it is. Amen. Keep your mind in him. Keep your mind on Christ. Amen. In these times, we need personal relationship with God, knowing that you saved, knowing God have saved you. You might make a mistake. Peter made him. Apostle Peter made him. Yes, he did. In Christ, walking with Jesus, he made mistakes. Jesus had to rebuke him face to face. Amen. But the apostle kept turning around. If you stay in carnality, that's baby. That's baby. Amen. That's a baby Christian. Carnality. If you're walking in the flesh, amen, that's carnality. Amen. That's carnal things. You'll destroy yourself. The enemy can find things on you. Oh, I love the game. I love this. I love that. That's carnal things. If you don't put God in it, amen, if it keep you from going to church, it keep you from reading the Bible, if it keep you from doing this and doing that, that's carnal. And you're saved, but you're just baby in the Word of God and growing up. You got to let stuff go. Amen. Every now and then you have to say, no, you can't do that, bro. I know that you love the lady, bro, but you have to, young lady, you got to marry. You can't shack up. Oh, I don't like that church no more. I don't like that pastor. No, you just can't do that. That's carnality. Well, I'm about a lottery ticket. Many pastors, I went to meetings, amen, and we all type of pastors, amen, Catholic, Presbyterian, amen. All was in a 4 or 5 years ago, amen, discussing about people bringing lottery tickets, throwing them in the offering plate, amen. So what can we do? We know it's not biblical. Amen. But some of the ones that really love God, walking with God, I'm going to give this to the church. Let the enemy use their mind. The enemy use your mind. Amen. And that's what Paul said he found in him. It's a struggle. Amen. And the closer you walk with God, amen, the enemy want to take the part that you don't understand the scripture. Amen. He want to wrestle with it, with you. Amen. All right. I'm getting out of the way. Amen. Sometimes I will time run out on us, but let's press one on your phone. Amen. We know some of you have some good examples and good understanding. God will forgive you. If you got a brother or sister, amen, has fallen in fault or problems, and you say you're not going to forgive them, you have to repent. Read Matthew's 18 chapter, 18, 19 verse, and 1 John 1 and 9. Amen. They love the Lord, but sometimes things happen. People can do things against you. You can trust them. Their heart, mind, and soul. Amen. That's, you can't trust a person like that. You got to love God and let God help you. Amen. To love the person. Amen. But let's press one on your phone. Let's press one on the phone. I'm going to say anything else to them. Amen. If you press one, amen, you dial your number. Amen. 1-855-236-2252 or 1-347-215-8816. Amen. What the devil use, if he use whatever he using in this world to keep the young people or families separating them, leaving the church, amen, leaving God, and you find out, what was it? My friend, what was it? And they bring up anything not according to scripture. Let them know their soul is in the balance. Amen. What kind of man, what profit a man? He gained the whole world and lose his soul. Amen. Amen. What is going to profit? Amen. You lose your soul, cost some money. Money can take wings. Proverbs say money take wings and fly. Amen. Because of beauty, amen. The enemy used that only for a season, Paul was saying. Amen. Ecclesiastes says, was Moses said, why should I serve for a season? They ain't come and go. And the popularity, come and go. Amen. What does it profit? Amen. It's worth taking time, amen, with somebody you know. That's our job anyway as a church, to witness to other people. That's God's will. He gave us power to be a witness. God doesn't give us things just to, you sit around and say, well, I don't think I want to do that. I don't care what Ray up say. I ain't got time to witness or call nobody and tell them about Jesus. I got mine. No, that's what got the devil kicked out of heaven. He got his. Amen. Pride and, amen, jealousy. That was brought on the first murder in the Bible. Jealousy, strife. Amen. But once you can corral this subject, because go out and save many people, I feel as many of you can go out, amen, corral this subject and talk to your family, relatives, cousins. Oh, remember, they just don't worry about your shaming. Don't worry about your pride. Amen. It wasn't you. Amen. You say, well, it was no. Adam and Eve started the thing and got all of us. All of us. Because of two people. Two people walking next to God. I'll never say that you can't be moved. Amen. Adam and Eve walked with God, fellowship with God. They had no music, had no temple. Amen. Had no service every day, Adam. Well, that's a blessing. Every day, Adam. Now we got Jesus. Every day, Jesus. Holy Ghost, all that's in us. And he knows. He knows the problems that we are facing. Amen. All right, we can push one on our phones where we are. Amen. We love to have you. We thank God for the studio being full. Amen. I bless you all. Amen. During these times, sickness and disease, God got the answer. He equipped us to lay hands on the sick and pray for them. Prayer of the righteous availeth much. Amen. That's why the enemy doesn't want you to feel that you're righteous, that you got confidence in God. Because he don't want you to pray for yourself and pray for others. Amen. James 5th chapter says it's power in a living right person. A living right person, amen, can bring down the Satan's household. He can bring down, amen, sickness and disease in different areas. Amen. Amen. That's why he don't feel they want you to submit. You got gifts of prayer, gifts of faith. Amen. You can pray for people. Don't have to be up on them. You can pray your children and families out of problems. Because a righteous man, the prayers of a righteous man avail it much. So the enemy doesn't want you to feel that you're righteous. He doesn't want you to feel God has forgiven you. And he has forgiven you. Amen. Jesus told Peter, every day of the week, the rest of the year, if your brother, amen, he said, now if your brother offend you, amen. You know, we got brothers in Christ, brothers in the neighborhood, brothers in family. They know how to get up under your skin. Amen. You got some, you know, that try to use you to get what you got. Amen. So let that be a weather report, spiritual weather report. Amen. When people trying to get what you have and God has brought you that way, like Job, you know who brought you where you are. Amen. And you got some that's just like termites, they're itching away at your faith. I saw you yesterday. You was over there. You was just going through. It doesn't matter, but I always got little lies. Always got a little bit of this. Always picking at your faith. Amen. Just rebuking and shake it off. Amen. That means the devil is trying to bring you down. You're doing a dynamic job. Amen. All right. Press 1 on your phone. We don't want to leave you out. Amen. You got another great testimony for us. Amen. Somebody have got another report. You can press 1 on your phone. If you want to talk again, you can do well. Amen. We thank God for those that are listening. Amen. And just getting all the spiritual food. Thank God for you. James said, if you know and don't do, it's a sin. So we thank God that you really, amen, come in and receive your spirit. Amen. That you can be a better person in Christ. Amen. You can be a better person in Christ. Don't let the world of things move you. These spiritual things always will last. Always will last. These natural things, material things now, being torn down, broken down. Amen. But God will take care of his people. One thing you can know for sure, David said he never seen the righteous forsaken. And that's where the enemy come after your standing with God, saying that you're not worthy, you're not nobody. Amen. Because you know it will affect your generation. It will affect your family. It will affect your children, your cousin. David said he never seen the righteous forsaken. So you drop your sword in the spirit and put your Bible down and walk away and say, oh, I ain't no good. Oh, I'm not going to do this anymore. And you keep doing it. Amen. God, let's ask God for forgiveness. Let's ask God for forgiveness. Lord, forgive me. Help me with this struggle. Amen. He will forgive you. Amen. And you can pray. You can stand in the gap. Amen. You can stand in the gap. You can stand in the gap. Amen. The Bible says the prayer of faith shall save the sick. Amen. You can pray for people. Amen. Right now we need the prayers of the righteous. Amen. We need for you to shake yourself off and stand upright. Amen. Accept yourself as who you are. People, you never be able to meet the world standard. Amen. They want you to have $1 million. Come back and say, oh, okay, I got $1 million. Well, you need $2 million now, bro. I'm sorry. Oh, you need to do this. And they're always, if a person don't like you, they just don't like you. But remember, God love you. God love you. And God care for you. Amen. All right, we're getting ready to go in prayer now. We running out of time, but okay, we can take another call. I think we have another caller at 561-5981. Go right ahead.
Yes, good afternoon.
God bless you.
Yes, good afternoon. God bless you, Bishop. Yeah, I'm really enjoying this message tonight with the devil. That's one of my favorites, dealing with the devil, because, see, the devil don't like me and I don't like him. And one thing that I can truly say about the devil, and people should know, he remind me of a lion. When a lion go at a flock, the first thing he do, he pick out the weak first. And it's the next one he'll pick out is that one that will drift away. Sometime we have some that drift away and they think that it's over with, but it's not. As I heard one of the ministers saying earlier, so it's always a chance. We always have a chance. We must have a prayer life, and we must have the faith to believe that whatever we're going through or been through, that God is in control. The devil will never have control. He lost, been lost, from when he was kicked out of heaven, and he's still going to lose in the end. So I just encourage everyone to just continue. Listen at this broadcast. I really enjoy it. And tell the neighbor, tell a friend, because we don't hear too much of sound doctrine no more. And I'm not going to take a long time, but I just thank you for this message on tonight. God bless you.
God bless you, man of God. God bless you. God bless you. All right, we maybe take another caller. If you'd like to have prayer, take another caller. Amen. One that's pressed one on the phone. Amen. We take a quick call. We can take another caller. Amen. All right. All right. Now we're going to get ready to go in prayer. Amen. Some short prayers. We'd like to get about three prayers in. We got about 2 minutes. Can give us. All right. Go to, we give a prayer 954-0500. Go ahead. God bless you.
Bless you.
Yes, sir. Go ahead. Go right ahead.
You want me to pray? Want me to pray?
Yeah, go pray. Go ahead and pray.
Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you tonight, God, for your word. We thank you, Lord, for what you're getting ready to do and for what you've already done. Lord, we ask, God, as over the highway, God, that you reach your peoples. Reach the saved, reach the unsaved, Lord. Reach those that are bound, those that are sick, God. Lord, let the word meditate in the heart and in the mind. God, we thank you tonight, God, just for being God, Lord. We thank you for Bishop Poole, God, for being over there, aren't we? Thank you for his family, God. We asking, God, that you bless the listeners right now. In the name of Jesus, God, let them know that, God, there's nothing too hard for God. Lord, let them know there's nothing that they've done so bad that God won't forgive them. And, Lord, we thank you for it. We thank you, Lord. We give you the praise, the honor, and the glory. Thank you, Lord, for forgiving them, God. God, you looked on us one day, God, and you forgave us, God. And we thank you, Lord. God, touch the minds and the hearts of the lost, and God, touch the hearts and the minds of those that saved. In the name of Jesus. In your word, Lord, like a mighty hammer, continues to send it, God. Let it drive out hatred in the name of Jesus. And God, whatever you do and however you do it tonight, God, we'll give you the praise, the honor, and the glory for those that are listening. In the words, God, you said your word would not go out, but go out and return to you, boy. God is in the air, and God is going to touch somebody somewhere. And we thank you for it in Jesus' name. We pray. Amen and amen.
Amen. We all agree according to Matthew's 18th chapter, 18 and 19 verse, with two or three touching and agreeing. Amen. We see we got more 5, 6, 1, 10 tonight. We thank God for you. Amen. We agree that you loosed. Amen. The strong man of your life. Amen. And God, you give free and Lord, give them health and strength. Until next time, be blessed and be safe. In Jesus the Christ we pray. Amen. Give it God the praise. Give him a praise. Give him a praise. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you, Lord. Thank you.